This year is being learned L'Zchos Shalom Dov Ben Ben Dvei Relayer with four Shleima Ukreva. There's the story about the two brothers who one was rich, didn't have children, one had a lot of children, wasn't rich, and each one felt bad for the other one. They wanted to bring each other a gift, so they each took a bundle of wheat from their field, and they went in the middle of the night to bring it to his brother's field, and they met on top of the mountain, and they met each other, they embraced, and they say that's the place where the Beis Hamikdash was built. I heard the story as a kid. I don't know if it's in Midrashim or what.
I'm saying it doesn't really have a marker.
It doesn't have a marker. Yeah,
it has a marker, but
yeah?
It has a marker.
Lavdafka kosher marker, right?
The first marker is Sagoda Arabis. It's a
hair market. Yeah, it's a lot. But they say another story also.
The
Ikir story is a Chandra story. That they say there were two brothers that didn't get along. And till one night they both decided, I'm going to get back at my brother. I'm going to go to his field. And I'm going to steal a bundle of wheat. And they each had a mind to do the same thing. They climbed up the mountain. They met on top. Like, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? Eh! Before you know it, there's fist flying and feet and teeth everywhere. And that's where they decided to build the Knesset. You'll see why I'm saying it. So there's a kasha on in the Rambam. Tosfos Malachim Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet states. The Miyamid Melech in Beis David, Hoig Betoyre Vaisig Mitzvahs Kedavid Aviv, stand up a king, and Kefitoyre Shivachsav Shabal Peh, V'yachoyf Kol Yisrael Leilech Ba'ul Chazek Bitka. And he's going to be koy for all the Yidden to go in the ways of the Torah. So here's a question. The question is, what's gained by forcing a Yid? Kaifa means to force. What's gained by forcing the Yidden to go in the ways of the Torah? You're forcing them. So Mashiach is going to come and he's going to force everyone. It is. You can ask the question also similar issues. Satmanov once spoke about this, wrote about it. In order for Mashiach to come, the Yidden have to do Tshuva. And it says, Mashiach, the Rambam in Mesechta Sanhedrin and Pirush Mishnayis writes over there, Mashiach is going to be a very, very powerful, strong person. So it's almost like the Yidden won't have a choice. If he wants them to do tshuva, they'll have to do tshuva. Is this the tshuva that the Yidden have to do in order for Mashiach to come? It's a game. You're going to force them to do tshuva. They have no choice. That's the question. Fair question? So, they say there was there was a big Litv Shigadol that was asked a similar question. His question is like this. There's a rule, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. All Yidden, a literal translation means all Yidden are guarantors for each other. That means if there's a Shmedel didn't shake Lulav and Esrik, or didn't, let's say, Israel, and he didn't hear Kiddush. I can make Kiddush for him, be Mitzi him, because I'm a Chuyiv. Make sure he does the mitzvah. So his question was like this. Shmedel is a Baal Bechira. He has free choice. He's choosing not to do the mitzvah. How could I force him to do the mitzvah? If I make him do the mitzvah, if I mitzi him the mitzvah, I'm forcing him to go against his Bechira. He has free choice. So he says, Pshat is really like this. If he doesn't do the mitzvah, then I'm lacking. I'm missing. The chaser gam mitzvah. I'm also missing. So it's not so important his mitzvah. It's more important that I do my obligation to make sure that I get that part of his mitzvah. So therefore, I'm going to make sure he does the mitzvah. Whether it's counted for him is a different story. Okay, it will be counted for him. Won't be counted for him. But at least I'll do my part of the mitzvah because I have bechira. I have to make sure to do as much as I could to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's all about me. It's all about me.
The question is, but the truth is, it's at the Hasbara of
Arva.
So Arva does make sense in that sense that you have to be mechuyev in order to make somebody else.
I'm lacking because he wasn't. Right. Yeah,
so you're lacking.
That's the havana of Arva.
Everyone's lacking. No, not
right.
I'm lacking.
Exactly.
Everyone's right.
Everyone. Not the whole idea of Arva is breaking.
The real, but the emphasis here, the first part, the emphasis is.
It comes from the whole
yeah.
idea.
The question is the emphasis is like the first part. Where does the question start, though? If I get him to do a mitzvah, if I go over to Yiv and say, here, let's bench a little of an essay. Let's make Kiddush. Let's blow a sefer. Am I bothered by the fact that this is kfiyah? I'm forcing him, and he really doesn't want to do it. So, right, every little Lubavitcher child knows that we focus on a different Rambam. Rambam that says that if a guy has to divorce his wife, and he doesn't want to, so you force him. Push it, take out the if you need it, take out the clubs, and you beat him until he says, "I want to." What do you gain by saying that? I'm saying he wants to, because really, says the Rambam, every yid wants to be a yid, and he wants to be mekayim the will of the day. Yitzra is talk for you, answer you. Yitzra hara is a crust around him. Just break the crust, and you'll get the real yid. Because a bacher once went to a shul. It really happened. I'm not making this up. And he's giving, it was a dinner, it wasn't just a shul. He got up in front of the whole dinner, he's chazering a verse from the Rebbe. So he brings out this, he wants to bring out the beauty of every yid. And he's talking to, it's a very, you know, it's a Chabad house crowd. Gets up there and he says, every single Jew really wants to divorce his wife. It's just that his Yetzer Hara doesn't let him. So we beat him until his Yetzer Hara says, I want. So what's pshat?
He was married or he was...
No, Tzmim is the Gebacher. Tzmim is.
It's an Rambam. He put together with the Rambam. The Shabbos he mentioned a few times. But it's not a Zohar for Yitzchak.
Yeah.
But it's the attack, I should say, of Chovel. He's making like a fall from what? The Rambam understanding of where Yitzchak plays. That's like a whole... It's a whole...
What do you mean? So the what's pshat? Every yid really wants to do the right thing. So if I approach the yid that didn't do a mitzvah, so I have an obligation like you're saying, that's where my obligation comes from. But why does it work? That's the shaila. Why does it work? It works because he really wants to do the mitzvah. And all he needed is someone to get rid of that crust, that's obstructing the real person. So Yaakov Kol Yisrael, that everyone spoke like this, was Tavshin Tezvav, 1955. In the Knesset, there was going to be an election, that's why I said the story before. They never made a Fabrengen. He said, why are we making a Fabrengen? It's not a time for a Fabrengen, because there's going to be elections in Eretz Yisrael. And these elections are being held by Yidden, who are Baal Bechira, and we want them to make the right decisions. We have the power, this is the Fabrengen, I printed a few parts of the Fabrengen, we have the power to sit over here, and through getting together with the Koyach of Yidden, we have the power to make sure that they make the right decisions. That's the Koyach that Yidden have, like a Chassidish of Fabrengen could accomplish more than Malach Mechol could. Why? Because Malach Mechol is known as the one who's Malamed Zechus on Yidden. But we have a bigger power. Not only could we learn a Zechus on the Yid and say, judge them favorably, we could get them to do a Zechus. So by making this Fabrengen, we're going to make sure that those Yidden, we're going to do what we can to make sure those Yidden make the right decisions. And Rebbe brought this Rambam of Mashiach, Yaakov Kol Yisrael. And it seems like the Rebbe's learning pshat. Of course, it's not being koyf for someone to go against his will, because it's really his will. It's the will of every Yid. And because we're Arevim, the Rebbe said, because we're Arevim, it's Acharedim writes, because we're Arevim, we could talk about something here, and our other half, living in Eretz Yisrael, will also get Nesoyda with Shuvah and do the right thing, because we did it over here. That's Pshat Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh. So if we could, quote unquote, force them to drop their Yitzhar and get rid of that shell and make the right decision. God, there's a story with Rebbe Kiva Eiger. I'll say the story very, very briefly. The point. One time a woman came to him later, was cold winter night, and she came with her daughter-in-law. She said that her husband is being tortured now in the dungeon by the parrots because he doesn't have what to pay. You know, the pritzim in those days, I guess they felt if they lack up the year, they'll get money somehow. I don't know, but they threatened that they're going to torture him till the morning. By the time the morning comes, he's going to be gone. So they need to get the money by the morning. So she went to the rav, comes to the Bikur Veigur, and he says, okay, I'll have the money for you. Come back a little later, I'll have the money. She leaves, he tells his son, Shloimeger, they're going to go get the money. Middle of the night, where are you going to get the money from? His father says, there's one place that we can get the money from tonight, and that's by the casino, by the bar, by the edge of the town. So he went to the edge of the town, and he walked in there, and who's sitting in the casino? Yidden. Leider Yidden, you know, not from a Yidden. And he gets up there, and they say, oh, the Rav, the Rav's going to scream at us. Why, we're Balei Aveda, Mechal Shabbos. So he says, no, I won't say anything. I cannot say anything about your Avedas or anything. I just have to make a request. So they said, okay. He got up there, and he gave his whole, you know, speech. He said, Yid being tortured in prison, we need the money. Within a few minutes, everyone came. As the Yiddish hearts, they put the money on the table, and he had all the money he needed. Now that he had the money, he said, Tidy Yidden. This is how a Yid lives. You're eating treifas, you're drinking Yayin Nesach. And he got the money, and then he let them have it. But you know what happened? A big majority of those people, Taki became Baal Teshuva. His drasha was better than a Yom Kippur drasha. So someone asked him, we thought you're not going to say anything. So he said, you were two different people. Before, when I came in, you were playing cards. Not ready to hear anything about the Yiddishkeit. But once I saw that the Pintel Yid and Hashamo came out and you poured out your money like that to help another Yid, I saw, oh, now we're talking to Yid. So yeah, it's maybe not exactly the same Nakuda, but that's what Yidden believe, that every Yid really inside wants to do the right thing. And there's a Sikha, a famous Sikha, part was printed in Lakuta Sikha, Chelik. I took the wrong Chelik. Chelik Tezvav. But yeah, it's fun. About what Avraham Avinu gained by forcing Goyim to make a brach after eating. So the Rebbe goes through several levels of forcing someone to do something good. What's the benefit of doing it? And the highest level is a Yid. A Yid, you don't have to force to change them. You just have to. You're forcing the Yid Ki'ilu only to do what he really wants to do. And the Rebbe ends off that sicha by quoting this Rambam and says, and through going around and reaching out to another Yid who really wants to do the right thing, but he has Navach HaBig Yetzahara, we're going to come to a time when Mashiach is going to be Yaakov Kol Yisrael to do the right thing. That's how we learn Pshat in Yaakov Kol Yisrael. Yaakov doesn't mean force someone to do something against their will. It means force someone, quote unquote, to do what they really want. Because that's the nature of a Yid.
I understand. Yaakov doesn't mean you need to force them to go against what they want. He's forcing what they owe.
What they really want.
What they really want.
Right.
In fact, it says Yaakov Ko Yisrael. It doesn't say Yaakov Nitchi Yisrael. Those Yidden that don't want to do things. Ko Yisrael. Not every Yid has the same challenges.
So the Rebbe learned Pshat over here once. The Rebbe splits up Yaakov Ko Yisrael Leilich Ba, Ul Chazik Bitka.
Right.
It's two different levels. Ba Tshuva and Sadikim. It's two different.
The Rebbe learned that more in Avoida. I think Pshat and Rambam. Yeah.
I don't know Avoida. I mean, it's two different. It's two Lashonos. It's two different types of people.
I think you learn a simple Pshat in Rambam. The whole idea of a Melech HaMashiach. Why does Abishah have to make a king? Every leader you have a Rav. What do you need a king for at that time? The whole idea of king, the original idea, is in Ol Shem HaLukov, right? Is to represent the Abishah and to do by force. Doesn't mean you actually have to use the force. The idea that there's a proper authority, yeah, that is the Emsik Fiyah. And you won't need to use that force ever. Chazal had no problem with the Bezin having
it. Okay, it's Kenzen. It's Kenzen.
These capital tools, you know.
Kenzen.
You should never use it. You should never need to use it. That's exact. That's a turn. That you have it's a proper way of serving the Abishah.
Kenzen. It's Kenzen. There's the Maral in Esaf Yisrael, which is, say, from basically about the 3 weeks, Beinam and Sodom, all about the Yidden making it their way through Golos, writes over there in this week's Parsha, and it says, Va'atem hadveikim Hashem alekechem chayim kol chamayim. And he says, if you look a few parshas ago, quotes a Gemara that makes the interesting comparison. When the Yidden did the aved of the Pa'or, it says, Hanitzmodim Laval Pa'or, those who were attached to the Pa'or. Why in one place does it say Tzemed, and one place it says Dovok? By Avodah Zarah it says Nitzmodim. By Hashem it says Dveikim. So the pshat that he stays with, the Maral, says Tzemed, like a Tzemed Pasil. Tzemed is two things being connected, but they're not really the same. They're not really one. Because no matter what a Yid does, a Yid could never really believe in Avodah Zarah. Masha'en Kain, Va'atim Hadveikim Hashem Alekechem, a Yid could never really be detached from the Eivishter. Yid is always Davuk to the Eivishter. So that's why Yaakov, you're not being kaifim to do something against his will. You're being kaifim to take away the tzemet, to take away the chitzonius that's there. Could be one more thing. This I haven't seen. It could be a similar, you know, shot is kfiyah could also be with ava. How does Chassidus learn when Hashem brought the Torah to the Yidden, Hashem took the mountain and lifted it on top of them and kafalim harkegigis? So how does Chassidus learn pshat? What did he gain by forcing them? So the pshat is he overwhelmed them with ava. He overwhelmed them with such an ava that it was just so beautiful. How could you say no? Such a beautiful Torah, you can't say no. So they accepted the Torah. Yachiv Kol Yisrael means you show a Yid how beautiful Torah is, how beautiful mitzvah is. They have no choice in that sense. Why could they? The gates of Hara just melts away. And the Yitzhak Torah, the Nefesh HaLakis, just wants to take it. They say, to end off with this, how you see the Rebbe doing this, it was a few years ago, Bachar Magongam of Simon Eretz Yisrael, and they came to army base. And a few guys were, you know, a lot of guys were into it, dancing with the soldiers. One guy was stubborn, didn't even want to take a donut. Finally, so one of the bachim, there was a balchuva, fresh balchuva. He went over to this guy and he says, you know, a donut? Don't make a bracha gun, just take the donut. He says, I grew up, he said, in which yeshiva I used to be from. One thing I remember is, you're not supposed to have anything to do with Chabad. I hate you guys. So this balchuva, you know, he said, throws off his hat and jacket. And he says, I grew up fry my whole life. I just became frum through Chabad. And I know one thing. I'm supposed to love every Yid. Yellow Chabad, not Chabad. And he gave the guy a beer hug. You saw it? That's what you saw, that it worked, yeah, in the positive.
People who are like against, and see people with, and you see many, many stories like that.
People change the whole.
Yeah. Can change, yeah, in a second.
With Ava, that's the word. You show.
You just know, you have to know how to touch the right button.
Right.
And everything changed.
Someone told me a story with Reb Mendel, but I don't remember the detail. That he was on the train with Reb Mendel doing with Tzayim. Between, I guess, Krachabad and Lodz or something.
Or Bolton, yeah.
Yeah.
Bolton, yeah.
Oh, so that's that. And he met a big burly guy. Also, yeah, didn't want to do tefillin.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, "I love you." Something like that.
I don't remember what he said. "I love you." Meet you. Nah, yeah. I don't know. He went up to him and he saw him.
That was the word. So the bottom line is, probably two things. One thing, it's important for us to know ourselves that we're va'atam advekim b'shem alkechem. Every Yid really wants to do the right thing. We don't want to divorce our wives, Baruch Hashem. We want to do the right thing. We want to do Torah mitzvahs. And we all have the koyach to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Most importantly as well, also, reach out to another Yid. Reach out to another Yid. It could be another guy sitting in shul with us. It doesn't have to be someone in dreadlocks on the subway. It could be anyone who in our eyes is like, you know, he knows what's right, right? Why isn't he doing the right thing? We all have Yetzer Haras.
Can be stubborn.
We know that from personal experience. we all know. So we can be kaif for ourselves, be kaif for another Yid, with Ava, where, whatever it takes. And Mashiach will come and do the rest. Amen.